Last week, the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce held a forum on the bond package that included CMS officials and elected officials for and against the referendum. But Chamber President Bill Russell says Monday's meeting will be the first collective discussion and possible vote for Chamber board members. He says they recognize that many people in North Mecklenburg oppose the bond, but doubts that the board will take a position at Monday's meeting.
I'm sure there are going to be people who try to get us to come down on both sides of the issue. So we'll see where it falls. But I really hope as a Chamber of Commerce that we wouldn't oppose a school bond, but we'll see where that lies.
The bond package, the largest in the county's history, includes funds for 17 new schools and 12 renovation and expansion school projects. North Mecklenburg will get $283 million for 9 projects, which includes 5 new schools. In the last 2 bond packages, 17 projects were approved for that area.
When CMS talks about how, well, look at the schools that we've improved in the North Mecklenburg market over the course of the last 10 years, well, truthfully, that's just catching us up to what should have been done before. And all of our schools in District 1 are at capacity, as we are in other markets as well.
Residents in the county's southern districts have complained that their schools were neglected in the past, where many schools are overcrowded and run down. The bond includes funding for 7 new schools in Southwest and 6 in Southeast. Russell says he wishes the bond package was larger so more schools could be replaced or expanded. He says if the chamber does not take a position, he predicts they will issue a statement that future bond packages include more funds for North Mecklenburg. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.